Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, we journey to Clarendon and make a stop at Moka Primary and Infant School. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The 65-year-old Moka Primary and Infant School has been continuously striving for excellence. One way it has been doing this is through its literacy program. The school has enjoyed high literacy results over the past decade, ranging from the high 90s up to 100% a year ago. There was a slight dip in the last grade 6 achievement test GSAT results, which the school administrators have attributed to social issues affecting families in the deep rural communities, resulting in absenteeism among some students. With support from the business community and political representatives, the Perfect Friday and Perfect Month plan was born. This initiative sees children being rewarded for good attendance.
It was born out of the need that we saw where we had a decline in attendance, and it was observed particularly on a Friday because we're in the culture where it is believed that nothing happens at school on a Friday. Friday school is not meaningful. And we wanted to move away, change that belief entirely.
Principal Moka Primary and Infant School Tina Reed. The school's robust literacy program has stirred the interest of students. Among the measures instituted are a journalism club, pen pal club, the read aloud system, where teachers source books and loan to students on a weekly basis, and parents are brought in to help children with reading. There is also The Beacon, a publication which disseminates happenings at the school to a wider community. This publication showcases the writing and photography skills of students.
I thought to myself, how can I expose my children? Because we are from rural Jamaica. And so because we want to be the school of choice, I said I need my students to be on par with any other child in the urban areas of Jamaica. And so I said the journalism club would spark this interest and would expose my children, as well as enhancing their literacy levels.
Principal Reed says The Beacon has become what she terms a wonderful avenue outside the regular Parent Teachers Association PTA meetings for providing crucial information from the school.
We wanted to expose our parents to reading because it is said if you want to hide something from persons, you put it in writing. And so we want now to change that. We saw that The Beacon would have been a wonderful avenue outside of the PTA meetings and the other activities that we would have had to inform parents of what is happening in the school.
Part of the Journalism Club's initiative is to increase reading among boys, giving the perception that boys tend to shy away from reading.
However, we want to show the boys that you can learn to read, you can be interested in reading through participating in the Journalism Club. So if they are not the columnists, they are the photographers, and they provide their own captions for their photographs that they would have taken. And so that would motivate them, and they say, oh, but I am reading. And so when I see my boy takes a photograph and is able to add his own caption and read his caption, that's a wow moment for me, because then I become absolutely proud because I see the pride on his face.
Principal Moka Primary and Infant School Tina Reed. Past student James Palmer, who now attends Clarendon College, shares his experience as a member of Moka Primary's Journalism Club.
In the journalism clubs, it helped me to be a better reader and improving language arts. When you're able to read, you can do things all by yourself.
The journalism club has helped a lot of children here, and it also has helped me in literacy because I am a writer and the secretary of the club. Because there are a lot of fun things here, and the children really learn a lot of good things at this school.
Head girl at Moka Primary, Zakaya Buckley. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. I'm Andre Palm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.